You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
The Supreme Court last week has upheld a High Court declaration in 2013, which says prisoners have the right to vote under the Bill of Rights Act. Justice Minister Andrew Little said afterwards, it is not a priority for the current parliament to change a law which bans all prisoners to vote. I talked to Nigel Hampton from the Howard League for Penal Reform, and we first discussed the details of the current law.
The present state of play is if you're serving any term of imprisonment, you've got no entitlement to vote at all, which is a tightening up of what used to exist, and which is contrary to, and which is why the Supreme Court recently ruled the way it did. It is contrary to the New Zealand Bill of Rights, which says that every New Zealand citizen has the right to vote. It's in the Bill of Rights Act, Section 12. Every New Zealand citizen who's over the age of or over the age of 18 years has the right to vote.
And who made the decision to ban prisoners from voting?
Government decisions, primarily being driven by national-led administrations, but on the other hand, Labour-led administrations don't seem to have been prepared up till now, anyhow, to grasp the nettle and sort it out. I mean, there are two fundamental things. One is the prescription in the Bill of Rights Act, which says every prisoner has the right to vote. Every citizen has the right to vote, which includes prisoners. And secondly, the concept that's alive and very well in New Zealand, unfortunately, that over and above the loss of freedom, which is the real punishment that a sentence of imprisonment imposes, and that's supposed to be the punishment, various governments think that we should add layers of further punishment on top of that. And that includes such as deprivation of prisoners of various rights, including the right to vote.
How can it be reversed?
It can only be reversed now by an act of parliament. They would have to amend the legislation and remove that restriction on right to vote. They should take heed of the declaration which was made last week in the Supreme Court. They should also look back at their own parliamentary records, which would indicate that at the time that this restriction on voting was first enacted, the then Attorney General, the responsibility under the Bill of Rights Act, would have told Parliament that, notwithstanding their wish, what they wanted to do was in breach of or in contradiction to the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act. So always they've had that advice, but nonetheless they've legislated in the face of that advice, and now they should turn it around.
Justice Minister Andrew Little said last week that reversing the decision to not let prisoners to vote is not a priority of the current parliament. Do you think it is a priority?
I think fundamental human rights are a priority. It may not be popular in politicians' eyes, it may not be popular in terms of a coalition government that will have unease, at least in one of its coalition members, as to such legislation. But that does not alter the fact that these are fundamental rights and they should be respected. And they should be respected by the highest court in the land, namely the Court of Parliament. And they should abide by previous legislation which has been enacted, the Bill of Rights.
What about some New Zealanders still think it is appropriate to strip prisoners their right of vote because they committed crimes?
Yes, though some New Zealanders, I'm sure, think that way. Whether they're right in that thinking is a different matter. They should be educated about what fundamental human rights are. Such people will be the first to squeal if their right of freedom of expression was taken from them. These protections that are afforded all New Zealand citizens in the Bill of Rights Act are very important rights and shouldn't be played round with at a political whim. And as I say, some people think that prisoners, you know, should be cast aside completely and should have no rights of any sort at all. At the same time, they expect prisoners, when they are released, to be in some sort of rehabilitated state. If you further deprive them of their rights and further punish them over and above their loss of freedom, then how are they going to come out into the outside world once they receive their release, as most of them will receive their release? How will they come out into the world better citizens? They won't.
Now, the current government is planning a prison and legal system reform. Do you think this should be a fundamental part?
This is where it stitches into what I've just said. They want to decrease re-imprisonment rates, recidivism. If they want to decrease that, then they've got to look at properly retaining rights of prisoners, including the right to vote. I mean, I would extend it further and say we should be doing things along the lines of what various other countries do in the world, and including the rights, you know, conjugal rights for prisoners. If you want to have them retain proper relationships with their families, then we should be looking at conjugal rights. We've always thrown up our hands in horror and said, no, but you look at various countries, not necessarily we would list as progressive Western countries around the world, and you will find that conjugal rights are allowed prisoners.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.